Reverend, a very good morning to you. So apologies for that. Let's try that again. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard. And how are you?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. There was a lot of obviously concern when you were officially diagnosed with COVID-19. I think there was a fair amount of misinformation as well. Can you just tell us exactly what the situation was?
You know, 3 days before I was tested, it was published in the media that I was COVID-19 positive.
Oh, before you were tested?
And, yes, 3 days before I was tested.
Our media is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, the whole thing is political. Mm. And when some of our members called to find out when the testing took place and where, one TV channel withdrew what they said. And then I got a call from the Department of Health saying I need to be tested. They didn't mention anything about the reports that was in the media. They just said, because you attended this conference in Bloemfontein and you will be with the president, you were with the president, so we want to know your status. So indeed they came to my house, and when they came, obviously, I already had questions, but because they said I was with the president, I decided to respect that. And I did not expect anything different, to be honest with you, because I had my own suspicions, because there is no journalist that can publish such a story without a number of people involved in that, particularly politicians. So when the results came and they said positive, I said, fine. But I will do an independent test later on. They said I should self-isolate for 14 to 21 days. They kept asking me every second day how I was feeling, whether I had any sign or symptom. And I did not have any symptom. Until today, I do not have any symptom. Now, the strange thing is that today is day 26. It's day 26, and I decided between day 25 and 30, I will go for an independent test. And once it says negative, I am definitely going to raise a number of issues publicly. I've started raising issues. And one of the things I've said publicly, and I was also... Yeah, and it is causing a kind of a storm, you know. Mm. I said I do not want to be tested with any kit out of China. Right. Because I've read about a number of countries that are complaining, including Spain, the UK, Czechoslovakia,
yes,
Malaysia.
In terms of the quality of the, in terms of the quality of those tests, they have been
correct.
Returned from, I think the UK have returned and a lot of the testing kits. There has been some concern around the quality of those tests.
And yeah, I said, well, I would not be, it would be unwise for me to subject myself to test using the very, very tools or kits that came from a country that is being disputed by other countries. So I said, no, I'll just go to an independent and private laboratory and hope that it will reveal that I am negative, because I've never been sick. I'm not sick now. And once we are done with this matter, obviously, the fake news that spread all over the world, that has to be tested in court. We'll have to find out. I want to know who cooked this story, with whom, because it cannot just be a journalist, cannot be one person. I want to know who cooked it. And obviously, the other question I'm going to ask publicly is whether journalists have more rights than ordinary citizens, because you cannot just break such a story knowing that it is going to shock and break the hearts of people.
Well,
go ahead with it, and
yeah.
You are a journalist, and we believe in media freedom. You are are just going to say, okay, and move on. It is not going to be like that in this case, because I'm very upset with what they did. My family is unhappy. My friends are unhappy.
Well, it must have been
many parts of the world.
It must have been a tremendous shock for people to hear that, you know, if these things are reported there in the press, and especially the way how careful everybody's been around this, this must have, it obviously was assumed that this was factually correct, even though you hadn't been tested yet, and it must have come as a terrible shock to the family and in fact to your whole party.
Oh, definitely. You know, interestingly, yesterday I met a medical doctor who's a friend, and obviously he's a black guy who works in the township. Mm. He said, you know, what he has heard as a medical doctor, that when corona was first mentioned in South Africa, two things happened. There were a group of black people who said, this is a white man's disease, it's not a black man's disease.
Mm.
And secondly, those Christians and Christian leaders were saying they will not get it because according to Psalm 91, they are all protected. They will not get some coronavirus. And then a question was asked, how can we get these black people to submit themselves to this, and also these Christian leaders to stop talking about Psalm 91, the protection of the Lord, when we are facing such a serious thing? And this medical doctor yesterday said to me, a sacrificial lamb have to be found. A person who's known in the whole country, a person who's respected, that if we say this person is positive, then people are going to say, if he can be positive, what about me? What about you?
Right. So, as a black person who is a deeply religious Christian, you believe that you fitted, you ticked both of those boxes.
They say many people ticked both of those boxes, right. And because of who I am in the country, and people said,
exactly.
Well. Mm. So people now are submitting themselves to it, because if the reverend can get it, who am I not to get it? But obviously the whole thing is selfish, is unfair, and I would want to go to the bottom of this thing, definitely.
Was there any government response around this issue? Did the president's office or the NICD or the health ministry, did anyone else comment on where the journalists potentially got information that wasn't correct and reported it?
Until today, I have not heard one person from government say anything about it. It's like they don't want to talk about it. But I'm going to talk a lot about it after the lockdown. I'm going to talk definitely with me. If they thought this matter is going to die quietly, it's not going to die quietly. Because if they can do that to me, how many people, ordinary people, whose rights are trampled upon, will experience things like this? It's definitely not acceptable, and I'm going to fight it for sure.
Well, one of the most important things at a time like this is, and in fact I wrote an article on News 24 yesterday about it, is that government has to earn the faith of the people, because people need to comply with the rules, they need to respect the rules, and that means that government needs to be transparent, it needs to be respectful, it needs to balance the issues of the health crisis with personal freedoms and rights, and the story that you are telling, the around how the information around your situation occurred is exactly contrary to that, and what that does is that it takes away the confidence in government. So this kind of story is actually a very, very important story, because we need to know that by giving up a lot of our rights during a time like this, that government is respecting every other aspect of our freedom.
You are 100% correct. I have confined myself to the house as I have been instructed. Yesterday I just decided to go out, to go to the bank and do one or two things, you know. But when people's rights, so many rights have been restricted, you are expecting government to lead by example, government to be transparent, as you are saying, and what's coming out is the opposite of transparency, because people are asking questions and they are going to start asking more questions when they hear my story. And even this morning, the interview, in the interview, I was asked the question, are people now not going to turn against this attempt by government to test people because of you? I said, no, they cannot do that because they don't have my story. If only after they've been in the house for 21 days or 26 days, as I am, and they are healthy, then they can start talking my language. But for now, let them do what government is saying. But now, when other governments are saying the equipment and the test kits from China are substandard or they are contaminated, they tested them, our government does not mention about testing them. They just grab them and just use them without testing them, to what I know. Because if they were testing them, they would say, other countries have tested them, they found faults that we are not finding. But they are quiet about it. Where's the transparency in this?
Very interesting and very concerning. And certainly, Reverend, I can hear the, you know, your stress, and the how upsetting and difficult this period has been for you.
You know, some of the journalists I spoke to, there's one we did an interview for 20 minutes, and he said, I was listening to you to try and find where you are struggling with breathing, and he said, I can't find anything. I said, you can hear, I can talk for an hour without struggling to breathe because I'm healthy. But the interesting thing is that even one of the health official that came to do the testing on me, while he was screening me, asking questions, he said, but you look healthy and sound healthy. And I said, that's exactly how I'm feeling. I'm healthy, you know. And he said, no, you know, sometimes with this corona, you have to wait for 14 days before symptoms start appearing. So let's give time. So I gave it time for 26 days. And so I'm starting to ask the question, is there anybody in the world that is known that was tested while they were healthy? And they did not have any symptom. And after 26 days, they still didn't have any symptom. Is there anybody in the world? They can't tell me. Because I don't think I have that thing in my blood. I have been healthy, and I'm healthy right now.
Yeah, please would you, unfortunately we do need to leave it there. We were meant to end the show at 9, but it was so interesting what you were saying that we went on a bit as well. But please would you come back to us once you've had the test and let us know, because I would love to be able to tell listeners what the outcome is, and then obviously we also want to follow the story to hear what information you get back about to the due process of the way that the media had handled it, and how that misinformation was passed on to media who reported it. So if you would come back to us, that would be great, because there's a lot of interest from our listeners who obviously want to follow the story.
No, I'll definitely come back to you, Howard, because I've been getting a number of SMSs from our Jewish friends concerned. Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm doing so. Thank you for this opportunity that they can hear my voice. I'm as happy and as vibrant.
You sound awesome. You sound fired up and inspired, and absolutely. You're not the person I would want to take on any of these issues, Reverend Kenneth Meshwe. Thank you as always. Just keep doing what you do best. It is 9:04. Apologies, your news is slightly late. I didn't want to miss the opportunity of having that conversation.